Big tough dude, and then all of a sudden he gets all nervous. Does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll sneak up on you. Ever get
just randomly
nervous? Your body's dumb sometimes.
Yeah, get all jittery.
So annoying. Cut you down when you don't need it. Like, why are you making me feel all nervous? I don't need to be nervous right now. I'm not even nervous.
It is weird sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes you can be like in a crowd of people. Like, we talk to big crowds sometimes, and it's just like, whatever, you know? Uh-huh. And then you'll be in a small, intimate group.
A very small group, and all of a sudden.
And you'll be like, you'll tense up and like, what is going on?
I don't know how to say words.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes it's family.
Yeah.
I think family, because they look at you and they are automatically checking you.
And that happened to me this past weekend. I got nervous because I had to, at the last minute, speak in front of, it's probably like 25 people.
And you know them?
And I knew the majority of them.
See,
and I got nervous. I had to give, it was my brother's 40th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And during the brunch, somebody stands up and was like, you know what? Let's say a few words to him. I was like, I think his mother and his brother should go first. And I'm like, all right, cool. I can do that.
Yeah.
And then I go up there and I have a mimosa in my hand and my hand starts shaking.
That's the worst. It's like the shake.
Then everyone can see it. That is the worst.
So now I got to move my hand around to kind of distract it from the shake and I can't hold it still.
It usually happens when you have paper in your hand. Like, so people can see paper tremble. Uh-huh. You're holding you. So what I want to say today is, y'all. And you can see the paper tremble. That's why I can't
stand it. So I'm like, you know what? This mimosa wasn't mixed well. I'm trying to shake it to mix it. That's what's happening. I'm not nervous,
guys. And then it makes it worse because then everyone in the room is going, oh, God, he's nervous. This is horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, please don't screw up.
And
what's
you look
next?
At their face, you're like, oh, no, is this horrible?
It went well, luckily, but, oh, man, my hand was just shaking. I'm like, it wasn't too fizzy.
And who is this person? I can't stand people that have all the ideas in the world for other people to do. You know, I feel like everyone should say some words. You guys. Go ahead.
Did that person speak?
To get me and my mom and other people
Did not speak.
They didn't have like their own long toast or anything like that.
No,
like,
they said,
hey,
thank you all for speaking.
Thank you guys for coming. We should have people speak.
See?
And I like that person, actually.
Why don't you speak?
I do like them, though.
Because
that's
on
hilarious.
The spot.
That is hilarious. That probably was me. I'm sorry.
and it creeps up at such random times. I got nervous when we were at our work convention thing. I think you noticed. You and I have worked long enough.
Yes,
I don't know why. It was
the
stupidest thing.
When you stood up to speak?
Because they have a mic. They have like their little, you know, you can do a Q&A.
And it was this little Q&A with this morning show in New York City that is, it's a very well-known morning show. The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne, that got all these people.
Angelique.
And, you know, I think they're great at what they do. I'm not like a fangirl of theirs or anything like that. But I don't, and I just
got nervous.
I had a legitimate question just sort of about the structure of the show. Very boring question. It wasn't like, oh my God, I love you guys. Can I get a picture afterward? It wasn't.
But you got nervous.
And I got up there and I'm like, I can't swallow.
I think it's when you're with, like, surrounded by your peers or family, when people know your mistake. They can read you.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it is. Like with your family, they can read you. They understand you.
I'm like, I got a question.
Yeah. And that happens.
I gotta sit down. I didn't figure
like,
it out.
Oh, gosh.
I could have given the toast at Antoine's birthday party. No problem.
And I did fangirl out for the Breakfast Club, but I would have been talking to them and felt completely fine.
You know, no one needs your bragging right now, mister.
But it can happen at church. I mean, my church. I'll go and I'll stand up. They're like, anyone want to, you know, say a few words. I'm like, I guess because the pastor's looking at
me.
So he's looking at me.
Monica.
Like, all right. Thank y'all so much for having me and my family here today.
Should we try and put him on the spot right now? Can you deliver your speech?
I don't remember what I kind of blacked out.
Oh.
I do remember saying.
I actually don't remember my question to the Breakfast Club either.
I remember your question too. But I do remember saying that my brother and all his accomplishments have paved the way for me to be as successful as I've become. So it was a good thing. It was very heartfelt stuff.
And my hand is sticky because I've spilled mimosa all over it.
Can I get a refill?
Antoine, you don't have a tambourine. My hand's shaking like one.